This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. The main theme of my broadcast and my work as a chicken advocate is straightforward. Everyone with a modest amount of outdoor space should be responsibly raising a chicken, or three, or more, depending on the legal limit in your area, in that space. The benefits to the backyard chickener are clear. Backyard chickens make extra nutritious and delicious eggs, keep your garden bug-free without chemicals. Their poop is a powerful compost accelerator and garden fertilizer, and of course, because they're so cute and lovable. And there's not a lot of moral complexity to my argument against buying eggs and meat from corporate grocery stores, because they come from factory farms, which are cruel, bad for the environment and local economies, bad for your personal health, and are the reason we all have to worry about the spread of supercharged bird flu. I always assert that raising chickens is a basic skill requiring a modest amount of human brain power and minimal improvisational abilities. But all that straightforwardness and ease isn't to say that the rewarding and enriching life of a backyard chickener doesn't include some challenges, but exercising one's brain has been linked to preventing Alzheimer's disease. The perfect example is the fact that for all the good chickens can do for your garden, they can also do quite a bit of damage if you don't have an effective chicken and garden coexistence plan in place. Chickens like to eat veggies as much as you do. What's more, they like to eat seeds, which means they could find and eat the seeds you plant in the first place before you even see a veggie. And for all the debugging they do, once they've eaten all the bugs out of your garden, they keep on looking for more. And that means scratching the dirt so persistently, they'll start to dig up the roots of your prized plants. And finally, one of the adorable things chickens do to keep themselves free of mites is to dig a nice hole and give themselves a vigorous dust bath. Unfortunately, the base of a tomato or basil plant is a great place to do that, so far as a hen is concerned. There are many ways of having a great garden and keeping chickens, but unlike some of the other great chicken-keeping questions, this is one for which there are no universal or foolproof solutions. A common solution is to make or purchase a chicken tractor. These are mobile coops with several yards of chicken run attached, so your birds can graze and stretch their legs a bit and can be moved around your yard for fresh grazing opportunities. There are clear advantages to this system for the gardener, and I guess it's better from a chicken's perspective than being confined in a crowded factory coop. But many people, including me, believe that keeping chickens in a coop all day pretty much defeats the purpose of being a backyard birder. We all like the joy of going out to the garden and communing with our fowl, or looking out the window to delight in their activities. What I find from personal experience and from other people with small flocks is that having chickens in a garden requires a combination of fencing, training, proper feeding, ingenuity, and patience, and a special device I'll talk about in a moment, and that the successful formula varies according to the particular chicken species or individuals in your flock. For instance, lots of people have had luck by simply enclosing their garden with a chicken wire fence, a few feet tall. This works with many full-size hens because they can't fly very high. However, bantam breed chickens, which are about half the size of a standard chicken, are much better flyers. One of the chickens in the Bacall flock is a particularly small breed. It's called a Seabright, and she can fly over at least 5 feet of fence, probably even more, because she has a special technique where she launches herself to the highest point she can, then grabs onto the holes in the chicken wire and climbs up what's left and over the top, all the while flapping her wings like mad. Another one of my chickens is a slightly larger bantam hen who couldn't get over fencing until she watched the Seabright do it and learned the technique. She's not quite as good at it, but she's also been known to dig a hole on the bottom of the fence and squeeze underneath it to get to her vegetable patch. The third in the Bacall flock can't get past her garden fence at all. She does us a big favor, though, by complaining loudly and with a particular cluck we've come to know when the others achieve a break-in. So if we're home, we can go outside and evict the trespassers. And that works out great, because the first thing a trespasser does is eat any bugs they can find. So long as they aren't in there long enough to move on to veggie eating and hole digging, the occasional garden visit is a good thing. The small size of the banties mean they're less destructive than a full-size hen, even if they are better at breaking and entering. The only time I don't want the chickens near our vegetable patches for even a moment is right after we've planted. It only takes a second for a chicken to find and eat a seed or seedling and destroy even the chance for a vegetable to grow. Once the plants are bigger and no longer tender, they don't interest the chickens so much, except for greens and carrots and the like. We're fortunate so far in that we can prevent this by putting down row covers, basically a translucent blanket that traps the sun's heat and warms the soil a few extra degrees in order to get cool season crops off to an early start. It also protects seedlings from bugs, and in our case, chickens. And in the meantime, the chickens can continue to do bug and weed patrol in the rows between our vegetable patches. For a while, the pecan flock didn't figure out that there was dirt under that fabric, but eventually they did, and our solution was to reinforce the row covers with a ridiculous amount of garden staples. Fortunately, those are only 10 cents apiece. A friend of mine has chickens that will trample on his row covers, but can be dissuaded by even flimsy temporary fencing that's only a half foot or so high. You can also put additional hoops under the row covers for extra support, checking daily that the row covers are securely fastened to the ground, especially on the ends, will allow you to fix any weak point before your chickens take advantage of it. Another preventive measure I take is to make sure I regularly bring meals out to the chickens to reduce their interest in what's in our garden. I find that chickens get bored looking at the same feed mix, no matter what's in it, and that variety is a big plus for them. So I try to make frequent trips out to their feeding station with their favorite scraps from my own cooking. Cilantro stems, morsels of cooked rice or pasta, raisins, whatever is on hand. They also seem to appreciate the personal touch. On the other hand, hunting and pecking is still a large part of their day's activities, so you're never going to put out enough food to stop that. I realize not everyone can be home all day to do this. Now I'm going to tell you about that special device that has worked really well for me, in combination with other techniques, of course, and that's the motion-activated scarecrow sprinkler. I hesitate to make product endorsements on the show, but this device sure has made a difference in my garden. It's just what the name says it is, a sprinkler that runs on a 9-volt battery, and when it sees movement within an adjustable range of your garden, it makes a sudden noise and dramatic movement and sprays water in a dramatic arc, also adjustable. I'm pretty sure my chickens could find their way around the thing or get used to it, but when combined with fencing and my other methods, it's an important line of defense. And it also works great at scaring off local stray cats or dogs. It's available online and I link to it on my website at buckybacaw.org. I still have more to say on this important topic, so be sure to keep tuning in for the continuation on an upcoming show. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast is produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute. For more information, visit buckybacaw.org. BUCKYBUCKAW.org.